Steve Linsmeyer joined now by the head football coach of Jamestown High School. He was named to the position on Monday. It is Tim Fletcher joining us right now. Coach, first off, congratulations to be named the new head football coach.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to be in this position. You know, I'm originally a graduate from Jamestown High School, and to be able to come back and fill a position here at your hometown high school, it's really an honor to be able to be in that position, and I was excited for the opportunity.
You were just named the head coach on Monday. I'd have to imagine it has been a crazy week in the life of Tim Fletcher.
It really has been. You know, a guy likes to wait until that final confirmation on Monday, and there were, you know, there were four great candidates that were on there, and I had such great respect for all of those candidates that were there and up for the position. And I'm thankful that I had the opportunity. It ended up being myself that was elected. And I'm looking forward to making some very positive changes with Jamestown football.
So what's the first step right now? Now that you've been named the coach officially, what's the first step for you?
For me, Steve, it's kind of an old school mentality. I mean, we need to get into the weight room, our off-season programs. You know, we had the opportunity in the last year to have a great strength coach come on staff. We've been working since January with various coaches being up in the weight room. So the kids have been working, but now that final step is in process, you know, a head coach has been named, and now we have that direction, and that's the first priority for me and my staff, is to make sure that that's organized and structured and the kids are moving in the right direction with that off-season program.
So you spent the last 11 years as an assistant under Coach Cahill. I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but what's one of the first things that you need to change? I know there's a lot of talk of maybe the mentality. What's the first thing you're looking to make an impact at?
Absolutely, Steve. The one thing I'll tell you, and you know, I spoke to the Jamestown Sun and many other places, I'm not going to refer to the past, because in my mind, I'm looking at the future. And to me, the future starts with having an off-season program that's structured and organized. And from there, we'll move into the aspects of the season and the summer and the things that we're going to have put in place there. But the most important change right away is that we have an off-season program where kids are getting in the weight room. They're in that structured, organized environment. They're around each other, creating that team unity. And we're going to move in from there to the summer camps and that we have planned, and then move into our fall programs.
As coming from an assistant, now you're named the head coach, how do you look at this? Is this just another day for you? Or is it taking on a completely different mentality?
Absolutely. I mean, no, it's not. You know, your role changes, I think, significantly. I mean, you're the one who, you know, is going to be the focus on how this program advances. You know, and I was an assistant under Coach Kale. I was also an assistant under Coach Kevin Feeney. So I've had two different perspectives, you know. And a guy takes things from not only the previous coaches you've been under, but college coaches that you played for. You take those little tidbits from individuals that you had a lot of respect for, and you can take those little minor things and implement those into your own coaching style, but ultimately it's your style at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And as someone who's not familiar with the program, just moved to Jamestown 5 months ago, what is your role going to be as far as game day goes?
You know, those are things that we're discussing as a staff right now. We're kind of putting together those kind of things and those formulas, but those things are not set in stone right now. We're just a week out of the gate, you know, so it's pretty early yet, Steve. And we're starting to put those preliminary discussions together, but at the end of the day, I'll have the staff set and ready to go, and we'll have all those roles taken care of. But those are kind of things that are in progress right now, and we're looking forward. We got a great group of coaches. I tell you what, there's a lot of experience in terms of their motivation, very good people, and I'm looking forward to putting those people in the right positions to make the right and best plays for our student-athletes when it comes fall.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, and I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to work with you this fall.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate it.
That was the head football coach of Jamestown High School, Tim Fletcher. He was named on Monday, and we'll have more of this online at newsdakota.com.